A man aged in his 50s is fighting for life in hospital after an e-bike collision at Tewantin. It happened on the corner of St Andrews Drive and Karoi Noosa Road yesterday, just after midday. The e-bike rider suffered significant head injuries and was flown to the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital. We could be slugged at least an extra $35 per household if our councils are forced to pay a state waste levy or bin tax for the waste they send to landfill. The waste levy is part of the state government's plan to reduce the amount of rubbish sent to landfill to increase recycling. It was brought in by the previous state government with a promise that councils would have 100% of their costs offset. Now that's dropping to 70%, but no promised new recycling options have been put in place. Sunshine Coast Mayor Rosanna Natoli says the Local Government Association of Queensland is calling for a reset.
We are really up against it in terms of actioning any change, but of course it's ongoing. So any time that we can have the state government listening and changing, that's going to be of benefit into the future. But we really do need to jump on the campaign to dump the bin tax.
An east coast low is leaving a trail of destruction across eastern New South Wales, with flooding, fallen power lines and trees cutting train lines. While the deepening low pressure system is also set to bring strong winds to the Sunshine Coast, the Weather Bureau has issued a severe weather warning for damaging winds for the southeast coast, which will persist until Thursday. And all waste bins along Tiwa Beach and at the freshwater camping area have been relocated to two new transfer stations at Noosa North Shore and along Rainbow Beach Road. The move means campers and day trippers will be able to drop off their empties at the new Containers for Change pod, which will then help raise funds for Kalula Coast Care. The group helped to manage stranded sea life, beach cleanup activities and pest management programs.